From PastorBobReed.com, 7 September 2014, All Roads Lead to Rome, Part 6. Written by Pastor Bob, read by Dave Ridley, with possible mispronunciations. Quote, all doves. Before the year 2000, there were 10 or 11 countries without a Rothschild-controlled central bank. Today there are only four: Syria, Iran, North Korea, and Cuba. All of the countries in the Middle East region that have been overthrown by the USA or the Arab Spring now have Rothschild-controlled central banks. Why is this important? It is a major key in the larger scope of why we have had near-continuous global war after war since the beginning of the 20th century. The video has aired multiple times on the internet in the last 9 years. There is, floating around on the internet, a video clip of retired Army General Wesley Clark in which he tells of the Department of Defense plans to take down the Middle East five countries that where regime chains were in the plan for the U.S. military to take down. These countries, previously, all once had independent state central banks. And once they were destroyed by the U.S. military, they were immediately replaced with Rothschild-controlled central banks. The video clip of Army General Wesley Clark has been around for close to a decade. It was first aired on democracynow.tv and continues to be re-aired by truther sites. The next country to be taken down will be Syria. The Obama administration has been seeking to do that for well over a year and a half. The media craze on ISIS is the orchestrated deception that will enable President Obama's plan to attack Syria and bring it under a Rothschild-controlled central bank. We should expect the imminent fulfillment of Isaiah 17, 1-2, prophecy in the near future. It speaks to the globalist agenda of a one-world economic system and a one-world government and how it is being achieved. I remind you that the House of Rothschild has been the fiduciary agent for the Vatican's money-lending activities since back to around 1823. The Vatican and the Rothschilds have been interlocked ever since. The Rothschilds are the bankers for the Vatican. The Vatican is the headquarters of the old Holy Roman Empire. The sitting pope is the Pontifex Maximus, the office of the last Caesar of the old Roman Empire. The primary financial agent and security control center for the Vatican is the Crown City of London, a city within the larger realm of London. This is where the Rothschilds conduct their banking, and the affairs of the former Holy Roman Empire are conducted through the Temple, former Knights Templar Temple, confiscated by the Roman Church during the early Inquisition. It is located in the Crown Colony of London, which is still a Roman city with its own crown, laws, and customs. See the Magna Carta of 1215 AD, section 13. It is from this temple that all lawyers are accredited, including those in the USA, with the Bar, British Accreditation of Regency, and receive the title Esquire, and pledge to uphold the laws of the Holy Roman Empire and its one-world scheme. The lawyers of the USA control politics, business, finance, and the justice system. The one-world government is built and controlled by the Vatican's banks and lawyers. The monarchy of England have been pawns of the Vatican since the Treaty of Verona of 1213 AD. The crown of the City of London was made superior to the crown of Great Britain when King John signed the Magna Carta, thus violating the terms of the Treaty of Vienna. Up until 2003, the Royal Bank of Canada, a Rothschild central bank, had as its logo the Lion of Judah, representing the British crown, holding one paw on the world and licking the crown of the City of London. The IRS, Federal Reserve System, is nothing more than a collection agency for the international bankers through the IMF. The Bank of England and Vatican split the take, 40-60, 40% to the Bank of England, and 60% to the Vatican. The Treaty of Paris of 1763 designated King George III as Arch-Treasurer and Prince-Elector of the Holy Roman Empire. According to the Encyclopedia Judaica, the Rothschilds bear the title of Guardians of the Vatican Treasury. The Vatican Treasury, as fiduciary agents, hold the imperial wealth of Rome. The imperial wealth grows in proportion to its victories in war. As the Jesuit empowerment, Regimini Militantis Ecclesiae implies, the church at war is more necessary than the church at peace. According to H. Russell Robinson's Illustrated Armor of Imperial Rome, Caesarian soldiers protect themselves in battle with shields painted red. Since the soldiery is the state's most valuable resource, the Council of Trent admitted it in preferring Jesuits to all other religious orders, it is easy to understand why the red shield was identified with the very life of the church. Hence, the approximation of the name Rothschild, or German for red shield. The appointment of the Rothschilds as the Vatican's fiduciary agents gave the Black Papacy absolute financial privacy and secrecy. Who would ever have thought to search the family of Orthodox Jews for the key to the wealth of the Roman Catholic Church? It is fascinating that, as Mayer, or Meyer as some spell it, Amstel Rothschild's sons grew into the family business, the firm took on the title Mayer, Amstel, Rothschild, and Sohn, which gave the notarigen Mars. Isn't Mars the Roman god of war, whose heavenly manifestations is the red planet? As the Rothschild and sons grew, it became famous for helping nations go to war. The House of Rothschild always financed both sides of an altercation of war. This leads us to the point of Albert Pike's vision of three world wars that were seen as necessary to bring about the one world order. And we can marvel at how accurately it has predicted events that have already taken place in the 20th and 21st centuries. In a letter that he wrote to Giuseppe Mazzini, dated August 15, 1871, Pike graphically outlines plans for three world wars that were seen as necessary to bring about the one world order. Supposedly, the letter was in the hands of the British Museum Library in London, but the library denied that to be the case to numerous researchers. Yet it seems strange that a Cardinal Rodriguez should have said that it existed in 1925. It appears that Commander William Guy Carr learned about this letter from Cardinal Caroy Rodriguez of Santiago, Chile, who wrote the book The Mystery of Freemasonry Unveiled. There is nothing conclusive in the way of proof one way or another of the letter's existence. Given the nature of the letter, it would not really be a surprise as to denial of its existence. Enough evidence has surfaced over the decades that to simply dismiss the letter as non-existent becomes problematic. According to the content of the letter, from Pike to Mazzini, the First World War must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the Tsars in Russia, and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. The divergence caused by the agentur, agents, of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken their religions. Students of history will recognize that the political alliances of England on one side and Germany on the other, forged between 1871 and 1898 by Otto von Bismarck, co-conspirator of Albert Pike, were instrumental in bringing about the First World War. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that political Zionism is to be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel and Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would then be restrained and held in check until the time we would need it for the social, for the final social cataclysm. Unquote. After the Second World War, communism was made strong enough to begin taking over weaker governments. In 1945, at the Potsdam Conference between Truman, Churchill, and Stalin, a large portion of Europe was simply handed over to Russia, and on the other side of the world, the aftermath of the war with Japan helped to sweep the tide of communism into China. Readers who argue that the terms Nazism and Zionism were not known in 1871 should remember that the Illuminati invented both these movements. In addition, communism as an ideology, as a coined phrase, originates in France during the French Revolution. In 1785, Restif coined the phrase 4 years before the French Revolution broke out. Restif and Babeuf were, in turn, influenced by Rousseau, as was the most famous conspirator of them all, Adam Weishaupt. The Third World War must be, quote, "The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the modern Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economic exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. Then, everywhere, the citizens are obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries. We'll exterminate those destroyers of civilization, and the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass and direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the instruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time." Unquote. Since the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, world events, and in particular the Middle East, show a growing unrest and instability between modern Zionism and the Arabic world. This is completely in line with the call for a third world war to be fought between the two and their allies on both sides. This third world war is on our near future, and recent events over the past decade show us that it is not far off. It could even be said that it has already begun if we want to include the events going back to 1990 with the first Gulf War on Iraq. I would submit to the reader the relative events in Iraq and Syria, with ISIS or ISIL, is part of the propaganda to whip up public support for an attack on Syria. The media was abuzz, as well as the internet, with the hype of the globalist types like Senator John McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham. The so-called terrorists of ISIS or ISIL have been funded by an Anglo-American coalition. John McCain met with them last year and is pictured with Muslim leaders of the type known as ISIS. That had been well documented, the Anglo-American funding, early on in August of this year. The latest issue is a repeat of the bogus reasons for the attack on Iraq and Afghanistan. Sadly, America's low information folks were and are being driven by fears of Islamic radicals and beheadings. It doesn't take but one or two beheadings in the media to whip up the frenzy of propaganda for another war. In late August, Pope Francis called for another crusade, words to that effect. The exploitators of Edward Bernays' social psychology are working full-time to achieve the goal of the Third World War envisioned by Freemason Grand Master Albert Pike. The propaganda is everywhere for this attack, against to dethrone Syria's government and more so the Syrian Central Bank. ISIS, or ISIL, is a scripted psyop according to many independent intelligence sources. That fact is widely reported on the internet. More to share in Part 7. Bibliography: Carol Quigley, Tragedy and Hope. Tupper Southey, Rulers of Evil. Fritz Springmeier, Bloodlines of the Illuminati. William Guy Carr, Satan, Prince of the World. Pawns in Their Game, Red Fog Over America. Albert Pike, Morals and Dogma. Jim Shaw, The Deadly Deception. John Eric Phelps, Vatican Assassins. John Daniel, The Grand Design Exposed. Ralph Epperson, Masonry, Conspiracy Against Christianity. The Hidden Hand. Jury Lena, Architects of Deception. Under the Sign of the Scorpion. John Daniel, Scarlet and the Beast. Not the same John Daniel as above. The Millenari, Shroud of Secrecy. Bill Hughes, The Enemy Unmasked. The Secret Terrorists. James Billington, Fire in the Eyes of Men. Noah Webster, World Revolution. Albert Mackey, The Secret Destiny of America. William Still, New World Order. Modern History Project, The Freemasons. Michael Hoffman, Usury in Christendom, The Mortal Sin That Was and Now Is Not. Tim Cohen, Antichrist and a Cup of Tea. Ronald McDonald and Robert Rowan, They Own It All, Including You. Eustace Mullins, Secrets of the Federal Reserve. The Curse of Canaan. G. Edward Griffin, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Chris Pinto, The Society of Jesus, Their Moral Maxims and Plots, audio CD. The Jesuits and the Counter-Reformation, two-disc audio CD. Edmund Paris, The Secret Order of the Jesuits. Dr. Ronald Cook, The Vatican Jesuit Global Conspiracy. John Quintano, Project Vatican. E.C. Knuth, Empire of the City. H.G. Wells, The Open Conspiracy. Dr. John Coleman, The Committee of 300. Eric Rainbolt, The Architecture of History. Carol Marshall, The Last Circle. Malachi Martin, Windswept House. The Jesuits. The Keys of This Blood. Hostage to the Devil. David Ovison, The Secret Architecture of Nation's Capital. God bless, Pastor Bob. Unquote. Find more at PastorBobReed.com.